Living the Sweet Life is a podcast intended for mature audiences only. We'll be using sexually explicit language while discussing many different adult themes. So if you're under the age of 18, please stop listening. Also, please know that our thoughts and opinions should not be taken as professional advice.
We're here to answer your questions about the swinger lifestyle, from newbies to longtime swingers, or if you're just curious. We hope to engage you all and to encourage a sex-positive discussion.
Now that we've got that out of the way, make yourself comfortable and join us in living the sweet life. For joining us in this episode of Living the Sweet Life. She is my beautiful, sexy co-host and wife, the lovely Tris.
He is my sexy chocolate husband, Locke.
You know, I try my best to be, babe, every single day, I swear. When I put my feet on the ground, the first thing I think is, how do I be the best chocolate version of myself today?
I have no comeback.
Well, listen, I am in show-off mode because I don't know how to act when I got company, babe. You know that, right? Yeah. And we have some amazing guests who are fresh off the airplane, back into the country to sit down with our asses, the wonderful Mickey and Mallory of Casual Swinger Podcast. What's good, my people? How y'all doing?
Better now.
Yeah.
Thank you for that introduction.
Yeah,
it's
a mystery to me that we still have a voice at this point. We let it all hang out this week, guys. Yeah. We really did. It was a lot of fun.
You got to save some for us.
Oh, no, we're going to charge right back up before we go do it again. We got a little less than, 11 weeks?
It's almost exactly 11 weeks till we're back.
That's so right. Really excited. Man. The countdown is on and popping. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot wait to get into tonight's episode. We are talking all things hedo. We're talking all things casual swinger week. This is going to be lit. We talk, man, listen, we're just going to show off. We're going to talk shit. We're going to make you feel bad about not being there last year. We're going to talk bad if you're not planning on coming this year. But no, we really want more people to come on this trip, and we can't wait to have you. We can't wait to get into tonight's episode. So, without further ado, I think we're going to get into some housekeeping. You know what? Tris, what are we doing with housekeeping today?
We skipping it.
We skipping housekeeping.
That's skipping what I said today.
Because we are on the beach right now. That's where my head is. We're on the beach. We are not doing any kind of housekeeping.
No, not tonight.
No. Especially because we got company. So
we're leaving the dog hair on the floor.
Yeah, buddy. I love it. Leaving it all in. No sweeping, no vacuuming, nothing.
Nothing. Dishes in the sink.
Nah, no limp brushes. Look, we got Sweet Talkers chiming in. What's up, people? They say, hi, sexies. Love seeing all of something. All of you. There we go. It's kind of blocked off there. Forgot to tell you guys, Mickey Mallory, if you guys wanted to pull up the chat on your YouTube, like on your phone, and mute it, you could see the Sweet Talkers chiming in with questions, all that good stuff.
Oh,
yeah, I think Mallory will grab hers and do that now, since we're on my laptop right now. And
take y'all
looking at two laptops at once is outside my scope of capabilities. So we'll have her do it.
Listen, I got all these screens open right now. I'm losing my mind, but I'm trying to stay focused. Mallory is like my North Star. I just focus on Mallory, and I can't get lost.
on her eyes, right now.
Yeah, sure. Yes. But listen, man. So Trist, usually when we get the party started, you know, we like to make sure, or before we get the party started, we like to make sure that everyone's nice and comfortable. So instead of like our circle of consent, which is, you know, the way we usually do things before a play session.
Yes.
We're going to check in with our beautiful guests. And we're going to find out how everybody's feeling tonight, right?
Yep.
All right. So Mallory, I know that you're busy over there. Usually I'm a gentleman. I'll start with the lady. Okay, you're back. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start with the lady. So Mallory, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty damn good. I mean, considering we just left Hito for 8 days, flew in last night, and are still downloading everything from the week. It was really amazing week. But I feel grateful and excited for our trip coming up in March and April. Trying to process everything. I think that's one of my favorite things after we get back is going through the Philodex through my head of all the events and pros and people and just the things that made me feel really good that week. And there's so many, you know, just trying to log them to memory, you know.
I love it.
It's a good feeling.
I'm pumped for you, man. my man, Mr. Mickey.
Yeah,
brother.
You know, if I had to put a word on it, my friend, I would say unworthy.
Ooh,
the overwhelming response we got this week. So this week we hosted for Scott and April of Naughty Gym at Hito. You know, over 200 couples came down there for a wellness exposition, and more than half of them had never been to Hito before. Some of them had been to other places like Desire or Temptation. And you know, obviously other takeovers and things like that. And these people's response after a week of spending that time with us was just overwhelming. A lot of life-changing responses. I'll never be the same. I'll never look at these trips the same.
It sounds melodramatic, but it's true. And you only know if you go. It's it's one of the most famous things people say after they get back.
Yeah. And, you know, people giving us an affirmation that, again, obviously, like Mallory said, grateful is obviously part of it, but unworthy because I get to do this. This isn't a job. I get to do it. Yeah. And for that, I'm thankful and unworthy.
Man. Now, how the hell do I follow that? Like, what do we do now?
Yeah, Mickey he's always given the words that you just sit there. He's like, you know what?
I know.
It's great. Well said.
That's right.
Yeah. He's good at words.
he words well. Strike my soul, brother.
I do words.
Oh, look, we got some more sweet talkers say, hey, peeps. We got people saying we are so looking forward to bunnies and, come on, Trish, you know my eyes.
Hefner night in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, you know my eyes.
Babes and bunnies. Right.
We got someone else that says, easy to focus on. Oh, talking about Mallory's eyes. Yeah.
Eyes. Yes.
She has beautiful eyes.
She does. She definitely does.
Big, bulbous, beautiful eyes. She'll never drown.
She'll never drown with those eyes.
Huh? With those eyes.
Because I can see shore.
Right. Yeah, you can see shore from anywhere.
Yeah.
And our friends at Swinger Help. Check them out. Swingerhelp.com and Swinger Help on Twitter. They say hi, everyone. And we got another sweet talker that says, evening, y'all. Evening to yourself.
Evening.
And then we got some other people that says, hey, babes. Oh, yeah, we got the cornfeds.
Hi.
What up? Cornfed in the house.
Yeah, yeah. And you are totally looking worthy, Mickey, I think.
Yes. That's
okay, good. My eyes are working. There we go. Mm-hmm. We rolling. That's right. You are worthy. So, my wonderful Trist, how you feeling tonight, baby?
You know, I'm feeling ready.
Oh, ready. What you ready for, mama?
Just ready to have a conversation. The trip is coming up.
Yeah.
I'm starting to get excited. And, you know, I need to figure out my costumes and all the things. We're coming up close, and it's just like, okay, now I need to figure out what I'm wearing and all the things. So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. I think y'all took all the good ones. Excited, ready, not worthy. Jeez. I am just feeling, I'm not overwhelmed. I don't know. Can I just say pumped as an alternative to excited?
I would say
I'm just like super pumped.
Yes.
Like, I love that.
I'm thrilled. And like you guys said, like I can echo the sentiment of like grateful. I feel gratitude, one, to be co-hosting with you guys. Like that means a lot. Like you guys have been like role models in the lifestyle game, in the podcast game. Like I told you, Mickey, a long time ago, and I wasn't blowing smoke, man. Like the way you guys feed off of each other, the back and forth, the cadence, the way you speak on your show, that was what we kind of like wanted to model. We wanted to emulate that connection. And it was evident. And, you know, that's just who you are as people. So I really appreciate all that. I'm really grateful for these wonderful Sweet Talkers taking time out on this Sunday night with the holiday coming up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everybody who is ready to sit down and have some fun with us for an hour or so. So.
Well said.
Thank you, honey.
That was pretty damn good. Yeah. I think you do words too, buddy.
Yeah, it hit me in the feels.
Good job. She look out for me every now and then. Thank you, baby.
Yeah.
So, my wonderful Sweet Talkers, my beautiful wife and my wonderful guests, are y'all ready to get into tonight's episode?
Let's do it.
Let's go.
That's my favorite thing to hear Tris say, by the way. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
That sounded like consent to me.
Let's do it.
And I'm keeping that in too. I'm not going to end it up. Tonight we are talking, like I mentioned, we're talking all things Hito. We're talking all things casual swinger week. Last year was absolutely epic, mm-hmm. right? Tristan and I had been to Hito maybe, what, three times prior to?
Four? I don't know.
I think it was three times prior to. This one far surpassed anything that we had ever done. And it's not because we were naked. It's not because, you know, we might have had like a sexual escapade or two. No. It was because under you guys' guidance and umbrella, we felt safe, we felt comfortable, we felt sexy, and we felt included. Those things took this trip above and beyond. And I mean, I think I can say that a lot of people felt those same things because of the activities that we saw. Like, we saw a motherfucker get baptized in front of a bunch of naked people.
I would never forget it.
At Hito.
Never.
I mean, there's nothing else to be said.
Ever. I would never forget it.
You know, we confirmed it this trip. I sat down with Harry Lang, the chairman of the resort, and he asked me, he goes, did you seriously have a, and Harry doesn't cuss. Harry goes, effing baptism on the beach? And I went, yeah. He goes, you know, I think that might be the only one we've ever done. 42 years, only baptisms ever happened on that beach.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
A whole lot of people talking to God in the bedroom. But nobody getting baptized.
Every day. Well, that's one of the beautiful things about that place, though. Every time we go, as many times as we have been, something new happens that we've never seen before.
Every time.
And I think that's part of, you know, of the total magic of the place in general. He says it all the time. There's magic in the sand there. And that's, I really appreciate what you said about the trip, because I think you nailed every single one of our core ethos about the trip in and of itself, and why we decided to do one of our own anyway.
Well, and it goes back to how we host. We talk, and people that were there with us this week, if any of you are Sweet Talkers, which I hope some of you are, and if you're not, we're going to fix that. Mm-hmm. But we tell people two things. We're here to keep you safe and show you a great time. If you let us do the first, we can do the second. Mm-hmm. And it all goes back to that. Then it's not about, you know, hey, you know, don't eat yellow snow or things like that. I mean, we're not making it, you know, silly or anything like that. It's really just giving people, we're empowering people mm-hmm. to look out for each other and to take personal responsibility for not only each other's safety, but each other's consent, each other's well-being, each other's happiness. And that generates, and what we saw in our week last year, all the times I've been to Hito, which it's a freaking lot. I've never seen a group come together that fast. What's that?
Yep. Oh, Siri started talking. Sorry. I don't know.
She wanted to talk to him.
Yeah. Okay.
It's okay.
Go ahead. My bad.
You inspire so many conversations.
I do. Even Siri wants to talk to us. But I've never seen a group come together in gel as a family as fast as they did last year. I've never seen that happen before. And it hasn't happened since. And I've been four times since then.
That's crazy. So I was going to ask, how many times have you gone? Do you even know now?
So Harry pulled my numbers for me because I don't know. And the official count is 58.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's so just what they know because I have a lot of names, unfortunately. So I've gone hosting under different names where they just put me in under my host name and stuff like that. So they honestly don't know. They kind of fudged a few. So it could be five less than that or five more than that. We don't know.
Wow.
I need to get my game up.
Yeah, you do.
I'm doing something.
Mallory's easily in the 30s, I think. So
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, for sure. Somewhere.
Icons.
The luckiest humans on the planet, it feels like. So, yeah.
I get to look deep into those eyes every night.
So I know with that many times, you guys got some good stories. Huh? You care to tell something that's the most memorable?
Oh man, there's so many. I do remember we were hosting for another group, and I love this one because it touched me deeply. And there was a woman there that was afraid to get naked, but not because she was embarrassed of her body per se in and of its current state. She's probably, you know, somewhere in that middle age range, somewhere between 40 and 50, super sweet, had really beautiful tattoos. You know, I was rocking the cute mom bod going on. But she had fought cancer that year and had this really, I don't want to say big scar, but it did cover like a large space on her hip, and that she was self-conscious of because it's not something she wanted to have a conversation about over and over and over again. And it prevented her from coming over the nude side because the nude side is nude. They do have, you know,
security
over there to let you know that, you know, everyone's to be equal over here. And part of that equality is to be naked. And there's many reasons why that is a great benefit. It really equalizes everybody. It's amazing what happens when everyone's just nude. And we found a solution. It happened to be a body painter on property that week. And we hooked the two of them up. He painted her completely for free.
Painted her for free.
Hid the scar. She came over. This, I think, is like day 2.5 or something. And he painted her every day for the rest of the week. So she didn't have to explain why she had that scar on her head, and had the best week of her life. So we stayed in touch with her for years after that. And said, hands down, best vacation. She lived like all the way across North America and like one of the upper territories of Canada. So unfortunately, she hasn't been back since because it's pretty expensive to come from there.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
But she had the best time of her life. And yeah,
I've never had so many hugs from a crying naked man in my life as her husband.
Her husband was more emotional over it than she was. It was the sweetest thing.
Yeah, she was terrified. I'll never forget it. And my thanks go to Jeff James, the name of our body painter. He's also our resident porn star and casual swinger. If you listen, we have an episode with him. So he did that for us. And that was epic.
That's a great one. That one will always live in my heart. For sure.
Yeah,
that's great on so many levels, man. Like, I mean, first of all, she had to come, right? She had to get on the airplane and trust that something was going to take place when she got there to make her feel comfortable. And then you guys actually laid it out, had it ready, had the guy ready, and he just, wow. I mean,
here's what she didn't tell you, Locke. She wasn't with our group.
She wasn't. We just met her on resort. Yeah.
And they met us on the beach.
Yeah. Bumped into each other. We were heading to lunch and they were too.
So her husband came up to me and he said, someone told me that you guys fix problems for people on this resort. Because we tell everybody, we don't care how you got here. We don't care why you're here. You're casual now.
Yeah.
Wow. And if you're not having the best day, the best vacation in your life, you come get us and we'll do our best to fix it.
We also promise to tell you if it's a you problem.
That's true. Because you know what? Sometimes you show up and you were an asshole when you got there.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen very often.
No, but and somebody's got to tell you, hey, lighten up. This is Jamaica. Soon come.
Yeah.
Soon come.
No and problem. But yeah, they were wonderful people, and that made our hearts really happy. So that was a good one. Honey. Mm-hmm. That was really good.
Yeah. I mean, but we've had some wild.
That's I'm going to beat Mickey. What you got?
Well, you know, I was going to tell the story about the guy that got gummy bears sucked out of his ass on the side of the pool, but I feel like that'd be wrong in the face of what Mallory did. So I'm going to tell the story of a Scottish lady that I met coming out of the piano bar one night. And she was a big girl. She was big and beautiful. She, there was a lot to love on that girl. And her
energy was palpable.
She was owning it as best she could. But she was kind of standing in the corner. I think it was probably day 5 or 6. We were pretty well into the week. And she was standing in the corner, and I don't let people stand in the corner all week. I just don't. And we were hosting that week, but again, not with our group. I walked over. I said, hey, baby, how we doing tonight? And because I'm pretty flirty at Hito, and I walked over, how we doing tonight? And she goes, I'm good. And I said, why are we over here in the corner? And she said, I'm just trying to stay out of everybody's way. I don't, you know, she goes, I'm too big because it can get crowded in the piano bar. She goes, I'm too big for this space. I said, let's go outside and talk. I want to know more about you. So we went outside and I asked her, she says, you know, and I said, have you had a good week? Have you done everything you ever wanted to do? Or have you been everything you've ever wanted to be while you're here? And she says, yeah, you know, I think so. I said, well, that doesn't sound like a yes. Mm-hmm. So what is it you've always wanted to be? And she said, I always wanted to be a singer. And she was in the piano bar.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you've always...
We hadn't seen her sing all week. And they have both, you know, the piano sing along as well as karaoke.
So. Yeah. So people have been singing all week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I hadn't seen her sing. I said, why haven't I seen you sing? She goes, well, all I sing is Scottish folk music and no one wants to hear that.
Oh.
And I said, I don't know that I agree with you. And she goes, well, I can't sing in front of all these people. And I said, I still don't think I agree with you. And she goes, well, I don't have anybody that can play music. Well, what she didn't know is I had happened to meet an Irishman 3 days before who had brought an accordion with him.
We passed him in the morning, literally on the way to breakfast. And he was just out there like
playing his accordion.
Playing his accordion. It was cool. Ridiculous. We just thought we had a beautiful theme music all the way up to breakfast.
His glasses were as thick as my glass of whiskey, man. He had some big old thick glasses on. And I went and found this cat. He happened to be over by the main pool area. Yeah, over by the main pool area. He just happened to be there. I was like, hey, how are you at Scottish folk songs? He said, which one you want to hear? I'm like, my man. So I went and I got her and I brought her over and I said, will you sing just for me? And she said, just for you. I said, just me, just you, just him, right here on the side of this pool, right here in River City. What do you say? She said, okay. And he started playing. And of course, she knew the song and she started singing.
You could see her heart smiling. Like it tickled her that he actually knew exactly what she was looking for. And the two of them just kind of jived.
They
like,
just
from
clicked.
A musician perspective.
They just clicked. And the next thing you know, this angel's voice starts coming out of her.
It was beautiful.
And it floated across the courtyard. And the next thing you knew, we had 150 people gathered on this deck.
It was a lot.
Listening. It was crazy. It was a lot.
That little space, it was a lot.
It was so many people. She just kept singing and singing louder.
Dancing.
And then her arms were in the air and she was dancing and singing.
Yeah.
And when we were done that night, before she left the next day, she grabbed me by the shirt and she said that it was the greatest moment of her life. And
nice.
I'll never forget it.
So that story was almost believable.
It's true.
So Mickey, you mean to tell me you had a shirt on?
Yeah. Well, keep in mind, actually, you know, some people don't know this, but back then I was 350 pounds. So I had my shirt on a lot back then. I had my shirt on a lot back then, brother. I really did. Matter of fact, was terrified to take my shirt off just about anywhere back then. But at Hedo, I always did. As a matter of fact, I'd put a mic in my hand and dance and sing in front of everybody with no shirt on back then. I probably am more scared to do it now than I was then.
Man. So what is it then about Hedo, right? Both of your stories, or maybe I should say neither of your stories, involve sex.
No.
What is it about Hedo then? What is that magic in the sand that you say?
The mind, the body, the spirit, the soul.
Yeah. So the ethos of Hedo, you know, long time ago. And there's actually, if anyone goes and knows where those signs still exist and can tell us, we'll give you a gift card.
Absolutely.
Because they're a little hard to find. And like any OGs out there will probably know. But it's all
there.
About the connection. When we talk about what's the most meaningful part about going there, it's the ability to connect with people on a more visceral, more authentic level, probably a more authentic level than you've ever connected with anyone in your life. And it could be someone you're not necessarily sexually attracted to. It just feels more real than what we interact with on a day-to-day basis out here in the world. And it sounds, again, everything we say feels a little melodramatic when it comes out of my mouth, but I mean it from my core, because it is true. You know, it's, again, one of those things you just don't know until you go.
Yeah.
Some of my best friends in this world have come to or from that place.
Wow.
So
Hedo is the living representation of proof that there are more things in this world that unite us than divide us. We have more in common than we have that really brings us apart. Hedo, the ethos is so ingrained in it that every room, 288 rooms spread across 22 acres, mind you, it's zoned for 1,000 acres, and they only have 288 rooms, which means you have lush, broad gardens, which actually go back to how the resort got its name in the first place. And you also have 288 rooms that are all exactly the same size. Mm-hmm. You can't buy a better size. You can't buy a bigger room. All you can buy is nicer shit in it.
You can't even buy better service.
You can't buy better service.
Everyone is created equally. Fun fact, the owner, the chairman, takes the bus.
Yeah.
every time.
And stays in the crappiest room.
Stays in a basic room.
Oh, wow.
Every time he goes. Mm-hmm.
Everyone's the same. And there is a unifying bond that comes from stripping those clothes off and stepping into that sand where the magic is.
Yeah.
I can attest to that for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. And no offense to your masks, but it is like we take all the masks off that we wear in the world, and there's no evidence of hierarchy that we see in how we dress, how we present ourselves, because now we're at our most vulnerable state. So what do I have left to hide?
Really nothing. Yeah.
You know, I've always felt like, you know, maybe for once, maybe their founding fathers had it right that all men are truly created equal, until I stood next to Locke. And then I went, motherfucker, that's not true.
God damn it. Damn it. I'm supposed to be busting your chops, man.
See, the sweet talkers are saying naughty, naughty. That's an incredible story. Nakedness is a great equalizer. I agree.
Yes, it is.
Yes, guys, it absolutely is. Mm-hmm. There's someone else just saying good evening from New York.
New York. Hello.
Hey, so that couple right there, John and Kathy, has actually traveled with us for years with other groups. This is their first time traveling with us uniquely. Yep. Welcome, guys. I cannot wait to see you again.
Oh,
got
big
old hug coming.
Oh, yeah.
Big hugs.
So let me ask you this. What is the trip philosophy on Open the Circle? And before you answer, I would say that you said this last year when we went on the trip. And last year we just went as guests. So when it was said, it was kind of the motto for the entire week. And for me, when I mentioned it to other people, like after the trip, just out in the lifestyle, and they're like, yes, that makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. And then it creates this kind of environment that doesn't make people kind of like stand out. I don't know anybody.
Don't answer.
Anyway, what is your philosophy on that?
You want to take it or you want me to?
I'll go for it. Mm-hmm.
All right. So two things about Open the Circle. You know, I've been in the lifestyle since I was 17 years old. We've been in the lifestyle together for almost 18 years. Mm-hmm. And I have noticed one irrefutable fact. You've never made a friend with your back to him. Mm-hmm. When we close ourselves into a circle, we close people out. Now, something I've seen since we actually dropped that little bit of knowledge in that room with you guys that day is that women that are feeling uncomfortable and women that are feeling maybe like their boundaries are being violated will not enter a closed circle. Mm-hmm. They will not come to a group of people for help if their backs are to them. So opening the circle does two things. It creates an environment of openness and kindness. It creates an environment of inclusivity, but it also creates a safe space for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And you never know who your next best friend is going to be. I mean, obviously, you know, we're in the lifestyle. So there is another, you know, motive there at some point. Mm-hmm. And if it comes to fruition, you just never know. Sometimes that connection can change your mind about somebody too, in that respect. So,
sure. Yeah. And the first time I was walking by the pool and I heard, hey, open the circle. My heart almost exploded because I'm always the one doing that. And when I heard you guys doing it, and by you guys, I mean all of you out there that were with us for the first Casual Swinger Week, I couldn't have been happier. I was like, it's happening. It's really happening.
We take it with us wherever we go now, man. Like wherever we go, it's something that we're just cognizant of. You know, making sure that we're like, if we went to a nudist resort last summer, right, babe?
Yeah.
We took a few friends with us, but we made sure that we didn't have our backs to anyone. You know, the normal patrons. We wanted to make sure everybody knew that we were there to party and to hang out and just to talk and make friends, man. And it worked out just like that.
It did.
So you guys just got back. Didn't mean to be rude. How was your trip?
Oh,
I can
fantastic.
See it on your faces. You look great.
That was the first thing he pointed out. He was like, you guys look nice and tan.
Yeah. we didn't burn to a crisp. So that's a good call. I think it's a regular application of sunblock. But January is absolutely beautiful.
And, it was. I almost needed a light jacket.
Actually, at night, those couple nights we were chilly.
I'm Floridian by birth. So like. It was the breeze just got a little whoop, you know, at times, but it was absolutely beautiful. No rain all week, which is almost unheard of.
It was
absolutely incredible. Really, really great group of people. It was the first inaugural Thank you. For this group. So we raised our hand, some friends of ours, and said, hey, you know, if you need help, we'd love to help you do this because we feel so passionately about this place. And
that's awesome.
And they had a great idea.
Really what they were trying to do. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. So.
That's dope.
Yeah, we had a great time. And, you know, we brought the casual swinger to them. We are trying desperately to bring them to casual swinger.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We heard. We actually heard. Oh. Yeah.
Hey, we're bad at keeping secrets around here, everybody. So it's fine. It's fine. We are trying. We're going to see what we can do. But, you know, it's they have a very similar trip methodology to like we do, because we do have some sessions that we do on Casual Swinger Week to give you guys a little bit more than just a naked party vacation, because we are renowned. I won't say renowned. We're known for our parties. Renowned's probably be giving us a little too much credit, but we're known for our parties and for the silly shit we do. So, you know, but we also do, as like you said, you know, we did some sessions on religion last time, and we had sessions on role play with Jack and Kissy, which were just great. But Scott and April took it to the next level. They had, I think, 13 different sex educators from around the world, people from as far away as Australia coming in to do education. So there was a shitload of sessions, which is certainly a higher level than what we intend or will do for Casual Swinger, because I think there's space for everybody. There's people that want that education. Man. Go for it. I like to party, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. That's right, man. And that's the thing. There can be more than one, right? You can go to X trip for a certain thing, come to this one for whatever you're bringing, and that's what we're signing up for. So what are you most looking forward to? I mean, you guys are fresh off the boat or fresh off the plane. So what excites you right now about the next trip? Because I know it's probably hard to fathom at this point, or is it?
For me, it's the same every time. I look forward that there's two things. One, anyone who's there for the first time, watching them have the best vacation of their lives. Mm-hmm. There's something selfishly that fulfills me watching that happen and evolve.
Love
and
it.
Two, watching everybody connect and have a good time. Nothing feels better than walking through the courtyard or breakfast or dinner and hearing laughs that I recognize, but it's a mixture of people that maybe have never interacted before that trip, mm-hmm. and they're just having the best time. And they're enjoying the moment and being ever present, being very present. Yeah. We're always so connected and looking at our phones and texting and working. And like we're just always connected. I think we allow ourselves more time and space there to disconnect and be very present with the people.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm not letting her take her laptop for work this time.
No, so this time I'm off.
Good.
Like I'm not working this time.
No, you are not.
That's amazing. Well, so you know, I love that you guys did a podcast last time from the side of the pool. I thought that was awesome.
That was neat.
I was going to ask, could we do that again? I want to, you know, try to get back.
Yeah, that actually went over better than what we expected it to go. I mean, we had to get an act of Congress approval at the side of the pool side, but it worked.
For security, security was a little nervous. But yeah, we got that.
We're going to grease the wheels for you early this time. I already talked to you, the general manager, about it for you.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you. So tell us about your awesome co-hosts. I know we got the corn feds coming through. Tell us about what can the people going expect from the hosts, co-hosts? What are our roles? What do you expect from us? How can we help?
Oh, go ahead. I just talked.
Oh, okay. I thought you were touching me to shut me up. Sometimes she gets across from the table and she's like, zip it.
Usually I tap his leg to be like, let me go first.
Yeah. She goes a little to the right. We're going to have to leave the camera for a minute. You know, one of the things about our trip that we really felt like would add value is adding flavor by adding dynamics to the group, right? And people who, and when we talk about dynamics, a lot of our fellow friends are podcasters because, thankfully, we've made some amazing friends since we became podcasters almost 7 years ago. And some of those friends are yours truly. And for a million reasons, we respect the living hell out of you guys. And I can count numbers of times that I've reached out to you guys and asked you, hey, am I the asshole here? Right? What do you think? And sometimes the answer is yes. Sometimes the answer is no. And sometimes one of you says yes and one of you says no. That sort of thing tells me that we aren't the answer to everything. And what I love about our hosts and what people can expect from our hosts is a dynamic environment where you're going to get a lot of different things. You know what to expect of Jay and Angie from Average Swingers, for example. Those two are the life of the party. They're a riot. But what you might not know is that they're introspective and knowledgeable and so emotionally intelligent. And that when you talk to them about your lifestyle journey, you will learn something. I guarantee it. For sure. So what I really hope people get is more people that they can entrust their lifestyle journey to and have conversations with about their lives and their journeys and share in the beauty of Hedo together, in addition to being entertained by, kept safe by, and guided by some of the voices that we trust. Yeah. And those voices include Locke and Trist, yours truly. They include Jay and Angie, and two of our best friends on the planet, and that's Derek and Jess, the corn-fed swingers. Those guys are unbelievable. They have more heart and soul in their little finger than I could have in a million years of lifetimes.
Yeah. I think you guys are all different in your own ways, but integrity and compassion are two of the things that all of you share, and willingness to help people. Like, I think it's just ingrained in your DNA.
So I'm going to let a little cat out of the bag for those of you that are live on this. And hopefully anybody watching at home after the fact. You know, every year we try to do something a little different and bring a little different flavor. So last time we leaned on outside resources, and they're going to be there again this time. So, Tarzan and Jane, who are our lifestyle preachers, will probably again put a panel together and a circle together to talk about religious experiences and overcoming shame in the lifestyle. But I'm not going to talk for them. They come up with their own place to start. But I'll tell you, that circle was one of the most impactful lifestyle conversations I've ever been a part of in my entire life. And I fully expect that it'll happen again, because when people are honest with each other and with their feelings, amazing things come out. And so I expect that we'll see that again. I expect Jack and Kissy will be an absolute riot and an absolute blast again.
Speak of life of the party.
But we're going to bring some additional flavor this time for you guys, because what I really wanted to do, I see a lot of groups bringing in outside entertainment and outside sources to entertain you in a place that actually has a lot to give. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go inside the resort, and we're going to do a couple of things for you guys. And you guys are literally the first ones to hear this.
Uh-oh, breaking news. Here we go.
But we're going to do two things for you. First of all, we're going to go to the Kama Sutra Palace, and we are going to have a group Kama Sutra session to help you guys connect together with your partners and maybe with other couples,
yes,
on a more intimate and more spiritual level. And then after that, a few days after that, we're going to bring in some of your very own entertainers from the Jamaican team who are doing it on their day off for free.
Now this is the entertainment crew. This is the entertainment crew. We talked about, you know, how awesome it is to watch them perform on stage every night. Because remember, Hedo has nightly shows, 9 p.m. every night. That fetish show is one of the hottest things I've ever seen on stage. And they're so talented in the dance poolside. And we're like, wow, you know, I wish I could. And they're like, yeah, man, we could totally help you with that. And so they inspired us.
They're coming in on their day off. They're going to teach a Jamaican dance class to all of you, to teach you how to dance like a Jamaican. Now, my white ass cannot dance. I'm going to tell you right now, I literally look like I'm having a grand mal seizure when I'm trying to dance. But I'm going to give it a shot, and we're going to have a great time. And I'm telling you, the people that are coming are some of the best dancers you've ever seen, but also have some of the biggest hearts. And we've known them for a very long time. And we're so excited to share a little bit of the flavor of the people we love with you. And that's the theme of this year's Casual Swinger Week is One Love.
I love it.
Yes. I'm being there booty popping it. Don't worry. I got
you. Do it in front of me so nobody notices me, okay?
You got to get them, baby.
I got it.
There you go. Wow. Damn. Okay. We got breaking news, babe. That's going to be awesome. Nice. I'm pumped about that. That kind of takes the place of this next question. I mean, I was going to ask, like, what's the number one event that you're getting asked about the most?
Well, actually, the cat cruise.
It's actually the cat cruise. Yeah. So it's something we're a little infamous for at this point. As you know, he does love heckling, you know, the sandals, boats, and the other catamarans and Rick's Cafe as we pass by, because seeing us naked people on a catamaran is the highlight of their week, and it's probably the most fun they will have
all week. It's the highlight of their vacation.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, remember the younger, the younger women looking at you? They were sipping their drinks real slow. I was like, imagine that boat looking at you.
Moving on.
Actually, so on this last trip we were on, so a couple of fun facts about our catamaran cruise. So we always take the biggest boat. It's the boat called Sunshine. We can fit, I think, a maximum of like 150 people on it. We almost always sell out the boat.
Yeah, we're trying to see if it's still available because they have a contract.
We got Sunshine. I've confirmed it the other night. Perfect. Which is cool. That's what, part of why we were in Jamaica was to have some business meetings for you guys. Yeah. So one of the things about the boats is they all share frequencies on the microphones. So a lot of times when I'm giving these other boats shit, they hear me across their speakers.
So we're on the catamaran. He's emceeing. The party's going because it just evolved.
It was jamming.
It was rocking. We ended up having a booty shake contest because it just fit the vibe.
Yeah.
So he's heckling the other boats. Well, what we didn't know is his voice is actually coming across their speakers simultaneously.
Yeah. Like three different boats at once. And I was harassing this one guy who kept looking, and I got the shit slapped out of him by his wife because he kept looking through our boat.
He's probably still in trouble.
Oh, so great.
Careful, man. It's going to be cannonball fire coming from both sides next time, man. Yeah. Be ready.
Well, I just want to say that if people are going on this trip or you're still trying to decide, please go on the catamaran. I mentioned it actually in our last episode. I was one of those people that was on the fence because I had been on the catamaran before. I was like, we've been. And this one was like, no, we're going on the catamaran on this trip. I said, okay, fine. So we went and I was like, I had a great time.
I wonder why. Anybody remember?
Don't know. Oh, I do. Kind of blowing me up.
Yeah. I'm not telling.
That was my friend's fault.
It was your friend's fault. Oh, she just fell on the vibrator, huh?
She just fell on it.
She fell on it.
She was holding you up. She was doing you a service.
Yeah.
She
was making sure you
didn't fall. That's what it was. I'm not trying to falling down on the vibrator.
All up and down. Yep. But it was a great time. It really was. It was a fun party. I had an awesome time. And I tell people, if you're going on this trip, like, definitely do this.
You got to make that one a priority.
You got to make that one. Yeah.
When we met with the owners of the company that run the catamarans, because Hedo doesn't run the catamarans. That's a contracted service.
They're contracted. Mm.
And we obviously know the guys that own the catamarans, and we're friends with them. And we've known one of them since he was like 16 years old. Anyway,
19,
He was young. He looked 16 to me. I'm old. We met with them, and he said his biggest problem is that his entire staff fights when they find out we booked a boat. They fight to get our boat.
They all want
to come on our boat.
Yeah, I bet. Absolutely love you guys. Yeah.
Yeah. So we do some rowdy shit on that boat, but it is a good time.
The corn feds say the cat cruise is a must, all caps.
Yeah.
And they say, oh, Trist, we remember.
She fell. I promise you.
She fell.
It was quite the show. I'll never forget.
I'm telling you.
And I was up there with you.
Right.
Like, I had a front row seat.
Uh-huh. Well, Locke, I don't know if you remember, because it's not often that I'm speechless, but there's like three times in my life that Trist has left me speechless.
Yeah.
I mean, I just thought
And the other thing is, it's a great opportunity because Hedo has this thing it does where it envelops you and you don't want to leave. You don't want to get off property. Yeah. Jamaica is beautiful. And it's a great opportunity to take a few hours or a couple hours and just see the landscape of the cliffs and the ocean, go for a swim and party with your friends. And you don't actually have to leave Hedo to leave Hedo.
That's right. Yeah. And that's one of the things I do for you guys on the boat is we're going down the cliffs. I give you guys a little bit of a history of the island, the pirate history of it, the cliffs themselves, where we're going, some of the restaurants that you can check out if you ever want to get off property, talk about those a little bit.
Yep.
So it's not all, jackass fun and games, mostly, but I do give you guys a little bit of knowledge drop.
I love the naked dip in the pool, in the water.
Isn't that wonderful?
It is. It's really cool.
Yeah. As long as you have life vest.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Right.
I put my life jacket on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right. Well, and those are the same caves where they filmed 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Damn. That's dope,
Our friends. Red and ready. They say, pass me the Dramamine. I'm in. Me too. Like, I've taken before. I'm ready to go.
That's right. That's right. And someone else says, Cat Cruise is legendary. For sure, man. Oh, man. I love it. I cannot wait. All right, let's get to the... Okay, this isn't more silly. So, we're talking about the nudity part. For newcomers. Yeah. Okay. Somebody who might be a little bit uncomfortable with the nudity, is it required... am I going to be like, am I going to feel weird on the nude side? Or, you know, if I leave the nude side, am I going to miss the party? What's the situation? What do you recommend for newbies and the naked part?
You want to swing the bat on this one?
Yeah. My best advice is take a chance. I remember I was 25 years old the first time I went. If I could go back and tell her, like, hey, first of all, you're never going to be hotter than you are today. Just do it. Like, it's fine.
Uh-huh. Whatever. I'm getting hotter.
You are getting hotter, actually. It's not fair. But just do it. It was terrifying the first time because I felt like I'd be super judged and looked at, you know, in this vulnerable state. And it wasn't any of the things I was afraid of. None of the things I was scared of came to fruition. The only thing that came of it is me feeling a little silly after the fact and feeling free and vulnerable enough. It's so funny how when you feel that vulnerable, how open you become, mm-hmm. like when you're yeah. safe and vulnerable at the same time, what happens after that? It changes part of you and it changes you for the better. Mm-hmm. You know, you're more open to talk to just anybody at the bar, in the corner of the pool, sitting on the side, going to get lunch. It sparks this level of confidence that I can't describe. It exists. Sure. It just has to be a little unlocked. Will you feel a little FOMO if while you're working up the courage? Probably, because there is a natural behavior to the resort. We're in the afternoons. Most of the fun is down at the nude pool. Mm-hmm. That's where the people congregate and hang out. That's where the music is. And you're welcome to enjoy and relax and hang out at the prude side. There's just not a lot as much activity going mm-hmm. out there. Now, will you have a bad time? No. Right. I truly believe if you have a bad vacation at Hedo, so you're going to have some introspection there, because I think mm. some of that is on you. It's mm-hmm. a build your own adventure game. Mm-hmm. So it's really on you to have a good time. Yeah. But if nudity scares you that much and there's something that is just debilitating about it, it just may not be the right time for you until mm-hmm. maybe you work some of those things out.
Well, I will tell you this. I don't think there's ever a time that you're standing in your living room and you go, I'm ready to be naked in front of other people. No, it's right? always yeah. going to be, right. it's always going to be a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's a leap of faith that happens when you step out into the sand and you take away that towel. That is the second hardest thing you do at Hedo.
Yeah.
The hardest thing you'll ever do is put it back on.
Amen.
Yes.
All right.
That was you.
That definitely was me. My first time coming home, I didn't wear underwear for like a month. I'm sorry. I just felt like I needed yeah. to be as close to naked as possible.
Mm-hmm. You're like, this yeah. is the most constricting thing I've ever done.
Now, I can promise you a couple of things, okay? The first of which is no one will notice you, really, unless you have some preternaturally large dick, all right? Or tits that drag the ground behind you as you're walking through the sand. Then right. people will be like, check those out.
Well,
like,
even then
they don't know.
It's a passing yeah. note at best, because we're all busy having fun and involved in yep. conversation and partying. It's not even noticed.
I mean, like if you have toilet paper hanging out of your ass crack, someone will probably pick it out for you. I mean, it's like, it's just like the only thing people will notice about you is that you have clothes on.
Actually, that will set you apart for sure. If you yeah. show up with clothes on, everyone's going
to
look at
you. Other than that, it's non-existent. Now, yeah. if you start to get a streaky sunburn, somebody might offer to help you with your sunblock situation.
Yeah.
Like you, the people will do things like that. But other than that, not really. Now, the prude side is pretty desolate most yeah. of the time. You will talk to every drug dealer on the resort because they're the only people there. But, you know, it's for us, we don't want to leave people out. Let's just say that you come on Casual Swinger Week and you can't get up the courage. You don't come to Mallory or I or any of our hosts and get us to walk down there with you hand in hand singing Kumbaya, because we will.
Yeah, we will. We'll be there for you.
Right? I will get naked in the parking lot and walk you in. But let's just say that that's not you. Let's say that you just can't get there. Well, Thursday afternoon is the foam party and we're going to have a party yep. on the prude side. We're going to have a foam party on the yeah. prude side for yes. you. You can wear your shorts if you want to and party with my naked ass. Yep.
Yeah, we'll still be naked. So
well, I'll be naked. Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we will have a party on the optional side.
That's a good thing, right? Because most people, they don't do that. They only have parties on the other side. Mm-hmm. So it does give people an option to kind of break the ice.
Yeah.
You gotta have a soap and grope.
And also, that's just part, that's soap one part of the day, right? Because you have breakfast, and breakfast is an event in and of itself if you make it. You're welcome to sleep in. It's your vacation. Mm-hmm. And then you have five different spots to have lunch during the day.
Yeah.
So really, it's just that afternoon. If you really can't, you just have the afternoon, because then the evening comes around and you have dinner and the show.
Yeah.
And then like on Tuesdays, we have the glow party, which is bomb.
Yes.
Which is sick. And we have a surprise coming that I'm not going to even give a hint about, but it's going to be dope. It's going to be. We came up with a concept on the way home. So we're definitely doing it. We're having disco takeovers. So you don't have to be naked for any of those.
Yeah, most nights you're going to have clothes on until you get sick of wearing them. Yeah. And then we all are going to take our asses to the naked side and jump in the pool.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly how it goes.
Yeah. I just wear them to take my pictures.
Want to make sure I catch the
sandals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Corn-fed
sandals. And I mean,
growth happens outside of your comfort zone, and this is no exception. I just want to make sure we caught that, because that's a gem.
Yep. Yep. Consent is a big deal on Casual Swinger. Yes. You will hear it reiterated throughout the week. Mm-hmm. And we have a zero tolerance policy. Mm-hmm. You get one warning and that's it.
Yeah.
And after that, you were asked to leave the resort.
I promise you, good time Mickey is your best friend. But the other side of that, you will not like me.
And our mantra is, we don't ruin your vacation. Come get us.
That's right.
We'll intervene.
I'm the bad guy.
We'll be the bad guys. And go from there. As to date, we've never had to pull that card.
I love
it. Not anybody's part of one of our groups.
Mm-mm. Right. Yeah.
But I've had people that are not part of our groups come to me for help, because I tell people that don't come with us.
And that's perfectly fine too.
Yeah.
We're advocates for all. And you guys know we're not all inclusive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because absolutely. You book with us doesn't mean you can't party with us.
Everyone's welcome. But we would like you to book with us. CasualSwingerWeek.com. Nice. You know, CasualSwingerNotWant.com is our website. If you haven't been there yet, we did just go through a room give back, which is, for those of you that don't know how it works, 90 days out, I basically have to give all of my rooms that I haven't sold back to the resort. And I had to take more this time. I actually sold more rooms than I thought I was going to.
Yeah, and we sold more out of room categories. It's really funny like how that works. So we have plenty of rooms available. They're just not listed on our website right now because inventory isn't being pulled correctly.
In every category except OVP, which is Ocean View Premium Nude, OVNP, Ocean View Nude Premium, and Nude Beach Jacuzzi Premium. Sold out of both of those, but I have everything else available. All you have to do is send me an email or phone call. Just call us.
Yep.
And we can get you any room you want.
Okay.
And where is that they can find you?
CasualSwingerWeek.com, or you can go to CasualSwingerWeek.com and click up on Casual Swinger Week at the top.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Let's do it. Listen, they got rooms, man. If they got rooms, y'all need to get in there. You do not want to miss this. You don't want to miss round two.
No. And you want to book through their actual website, because that's what's going to get
ideally
through.
Ideally, because we give a lot of extras with our trips, right?
We do. Mm-hmm. Oh, our
trip box is legendary.
Trip box is
your
so
gift luxurious. Box is insane. It's insanity. Yes. Like, I still use a bunch of that shit that we got.
Yeah.
Oh, so last year, one of the big things that came in that box, really why I had to upgrade to the larger, like, flat rate boxes, was the get under the bed restraints. And they were packable.
Yes.
They were totally packable. They're super light. They were perfect for the size of a mattress that Hito, because every mattress is the same size and easy to use. Like, they're absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
We had, lube.
No, besides the cup with the handle that everybody thought were restraints.
Oh my God, that was so
besides
funny.
Besides that, what I use every outing now is the bag.
He does.
Isn't it great?
The bag is unmatched. Like, we keep shit in it. That's our go bag. That's our hoe on the go bag.
That's the hoe on the go mini bag.
You could take it in the playrooms. We could take it to the clubs now. Yep. Anywhere. Look, if we show up to somebody's house with that little bag, they know it's party time.
You know what? You guys would be happy to know that I ordered your new ones literally about 5 minutes before we got on this call.
New bags. Yes.
Because the bigger, like, go bag is big. It's too much. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfectly sized. I actually carried one all week while we were down there this week.
Yeah, so I made sure they could fit my flip-flops, my sunscreen, my phone, my sunglasses.
And a womanizer.
And my toy. And they all fit perfectly in there. And it's not a big bag.
Uh-huh.
And it's waterproof.
It's also waterproof, Yeah. Holy shit. You guys probably never tested it.
Water resistant, the zippers, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, you can't dunk it, but if it rains, your shit's not going to be fine.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, but things like that matter to us, you know. And what killed me last year is I gave everybody a $25 Casual Toys gift card in their box. Nobody used one.
Did we miss that?
It was in there.
Money floating around.
It was. We gave away. It was almost $2,500.
Yeah, $2,500 gift cards.
So instead, we're like, since y'all can't follow directions, we're just going to send you a toy this year.
Yeah. So this year we have an exclusive toy that we manufactured for you.
Damn.
Oh, wow. Because we can't.
Yeah, I've got 30 Chinese kids building for you right now.
Oh no. Oh no. So Sweet Talker said, we didn't know that we should have booked through them. Oh, that they didn't book through you guys. Bummer.
Okay, so if you guys called into Wet Travel and you told them you wanted to be with Casual Swinger Week, they put you with us anyway. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you're wondering, feel free to shoot us a message and we can follow up.
Shoot me an email with your names and I'll make sure you're on my list.
Yeah, because the only way we know to send you a trip box is if you've done one of two things, booked through our website or told the travel agent that you're booking for our week.
Yeah, they will not give me your information if you didn't tell them.
Yeah, because it's a legality thing, right? Because just because you booked the same week does not mean we are allowed to have access to your information.
They should be straight because they're in the chat. They're in the group chat. So maybe that means you guys have their email some kind of way.
I probably stomped my feet and yelled because I've stomped my feet and yelled a couple times this year to get people's information.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And they said perfect. They responded and said perfect.
Okay.
Great.
So they should be okay.
Yeah. Believe it or not, we start looking out for you guys well before the trip.
I love it, man. Yes, you do. And I feel embraced. I feel ready.
Yes.
I'm excited. Like, we got some new information. I'm ready for Neon Night. There's some surprises going on there. You guys got the gift bags ready.
Babes and bunnies, start getting ready. I want to see some hot bunny costumes on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I got to figure this out.
Yeah.
That one is always hard for me. I got to figure it out because I don't want to just do, you know, people always just do the regular, like the old bunny.
I think I might do like a little chick, like a chick outfit, like a corset with like feathers and have you be the Easter bunny.
On
your side.
Yeah. And guys, if you want to go the Playboy route, if you remember the old school Playboy, what Playboy was intended to be in the first place was a gentleman's magazine. Uh-huh. So if you want to go the gentleman's route and you want to dress up and you want to look like a proper gentleman, do it.
Got you. Yeah. Okay. Do it. Okay.
That outfit will only last 5 minutes because I'm gonna be hot.
Yes.
Hey, some sexy man panties and a bow tie. You're
good. Yeah. Panties. And I was gonna
put some bunny ears on my Twitter.
Nice. There you go. I was gonna ask about theme night. So for newbies, do I have to?
No, you don't have to. Does it become part of the fun of going? Yes. And we have tons of advice on how to make it low stress and a lot of fun for you. I think rule number one is bring what you're comfortable in.
Yeah.
I think comfort is a big part, especially for girls. If we don't feel good while we're wearing it, we don't feel good about it. Mm-hmm. So that's a big one. And you can do anything from lingerie to a full-blown costume. When we were just there, one of the nights, the basic theme, they had another name for it, but it was like kings and queens. And she had like the full corset and cape and like crown, and she looked stunning. And you could tell she was walking with her head up and felt so proud. And you can go full out, or you can wear a tutu and some pasties and some little panties, whatever you're comfortable in.
Sounds like
in.
Your Tuesday night.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever you're comfortable in will fit in, I promise you. And if it's just a little sexy cocktail dress, that's great too.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't go wrong.
Yeah, no, you really can't. I will tell you, theme nights are one of those things where, you know, you're going to a resort where you can be naked all week and you're going to bring a shitload of baggage because of theme nights.
It's still funny. You're like, I'm going to be naked all week.
I still bring a whole lot of stuff.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. But also, if you forget something or didn't bring something that feel or theme night and you feel inspired, they have a gift shop.
The gift shop has some for every theme night.
Yeah, has just about anything you can imagine. So.
Yeah, and they have lube and toys if you forget your toy or whatever.
Literally. And they got snacks.
Snacks, Red Bull.
Red Bull.
I'm worried about snacks.
Yeah, this one.
My girl.
Snack queen. You know, but it's, What I need to say more than anything, guys, don't sweat it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Hito.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's whatever you do or don't do is fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's literally in the middle of the capital of casual.
Literally. That's what they call Negril.
Negril.
The capital of casual. Ironically fucking enough, it's our home away from home.
Casual. I love that.
You'll see the sign coming in. I promise you.
And now you know a little something about how we got our name.
Dope. I love that. Look at that little history. Yeah. I thought I knew you guys, huh? Go ahead.
Let's see. What are top five must pack items?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, I think they're different for each of us.
Over the years, I think sunscreen. Sunscreen's super expensive. Yeah. Everything is imported to Jamaica. Plus, there's a little profit put on everything. So by the time you add all that up, sunscreen's about $30 to $35 on site. It's there, but it's worth the $7 to $8 to pack an extra bottle. Mm-hmm. For sure. Pack enough sunscreen.
Hell yeah.
That's a really good one. Definitely. Right. Hell yeah. Probably the biggest one.
Even for my melanated folks, don't fuck around.
You need some. You will burn. Yeah.
And it's close to the equator. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's different.
It gets hot. There's no question about it. Water shoes. I recommend that you bring water shoes. Now you can get them. You can borrow them from Water Sports if you forget them and your feet start to get raw. But the sand, the water mats around the pools do tend to make your feet raw over the course of the week. The asphalt as you walk to and from the areas can tend to be a little rough on your feet if you want to go barefoot.
Yeah, sandals will do, but if you're going to go in the ocean a lot.
Sea urchins.
They do have, water life there, obviously. Yeah. And sea urchins are seasonal and you can't always see them when they're mixed in the seaweed. So in question, they're anywhere between $10 and $25 on Amazon. It's probably worth the investment.
And then you can just leave them behind. Don't worry about them because they're going to smell like a bucket of ass.
But they will not smell delicious. It will not smell delicious after the ocean.
So that's two. What else you got?
Your turn.
Something else to pack. Condoms. If you're going to play.
unique condoms. I recommend.
They are our favorites.
That's right.
Yeah. They do have them on site at the resort, but they do not have some of the brands you're probably used to. And again, they're a little more expensive. So if you end up with having a prolific week, you're going to pay to play.
Yeah. They do have free condoms in the playrooms, but they suck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They're not what you're used to.
Yeah. They're not awesome condoms. And they, if you tend to run a little larger gentleman, if you happen to be a gentleman of size, they won't fit you. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know, but... No.
Get the fuck out of here. All right, so that's three.
All right, that's three. So I think one of the most important things that I've seen anybody bring down there is a USB battery pack. Bring a USB charger, a battery pack for your devices. That just tends to come in handy. Whether you forgot to charge your phone and you want your phone on you in the evening. I will tell you, you're not going to have your phone with you most of the day. We see a lot of groups that create schedules in the app and nobody ever looks at it because once you get the Hito, the last thing you want is your phone up your ass all day. Mm-hmm. But a USB battery pack is handy for a lot of other reasons. So I'm going to kind of tie this into a secondary one just because I think it matters. Bring something to decorate your room with, whether it's some lights that go in your window or something that where you meet a couple on the beach and you don't have a business card, you don't have your phone, and you're like, hey, look for the room with the blinking hearts in the window. That's us.
Yeah.
Come by sometime. We'd love to have a conversation. That's a great way to break the ice and tell people how to find you. And a USB battery pack does a really good job of running stuff like that if it's hanging in your window.
Yeah.
Love that. Corn fed
pasties. They say pasties, glitter, hydration packets, and a throat coat.
Throat coat's a good one.
Actually, you nailed it. So two of the things that are staples for us that we bring, obviously we bring like normal OTC meds, when you travel, just so they're convenient, whether that's, a pain reliever or maybe something for if you have allergies, for instance. So those are obvious things that you probably pack when you travel anyway.
Right.
But hydration packets are great because It is an all-inclusive resort. Pacing mm-hmm. yourself is going to be important, and rehydrating, especially in the mornings, are going to be critical for you. And
Liquid IV is the brand, by the way.
Liquid IV is a brand.
Yep.
I use a brand by Trace Minerals because I can't have a lot of sugar. Mm-hmm. My body does not respond well to it. I become a maniac and then I crash. And it just does not work out well for me. But there's a bunch of brands out there and they're totally worth it. Bring enough, you know, to maybe even share with a friend. You know, mm-hmm. you can't have too much. And the throat coat is super important. You're talking to people at breakfast, lunch, in the pool, at night. You're using your voice probably more than you ever have. And it's super helpful for helping to preserve it. And sustain the rest of the week. Yeah. And it's like $8 for a box of like 15 or 20.
Now, by the way, this is all going to be in the newbie Zoom call that we're doing next month. We're going to do an all hands coming up here in just a week and a half for everybody that's already booked. We're just going to do a getting to know you and hanging out call. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a newbies Zoom and then an all hands Zoom.
Yeah.
And part of that is a slide that has a lot of all your must bring items. There's a lot more than five. We're going to have things on there like 5 hour energy. Because Red Bulls are expensive, 5 hour energies travel really nicely.
Or B12, like whatever your body tolerates, because everyone's on a different spectrum, like how to help that.
We'll have a lot of that kind of stuff, but there are a lot of kind of must bring, you know, should bring items. But just keep in mind, as she said, dehydration is a thing. And I think the most important thing that was mentioned, that Derek and Jess mentioned, is that hydration packets. You don't want to dehydrate, your sodium levels drop, and you literally pass out. And you don't even realize you're having a problem until it does.
That's not good.
Those
are like important. His friend, his homegirl, actually told us about it. She was like, oh, you know, you guys go to these resorts all the time and you're drinking and it's hot all day. Mm-hmm. Have you ever taken, she told us about Pedialyte packets first.
Yep.
And I was like, what? She's like, yes, you need to take the dry packets and drink those before, like when you go to sleep.
And they're super packable. Like I could fit probably 30 in a Ziploc bag and just throw them in my luggage and they don't weigh hardly anything. Like it's super convenient. Propel, Gatorade. Mm-hmm. I think even like some of the an electrolyte brand.
I'll give you one last one that's kind of critical for anybody that's a light sleeper. Bring foam earplugs.
That's true.
Keto people party late. They party loud.
Yeah.
And if you're in H block, which you'll learn what H block is if you don't know, sound travels like a wind tunnel through that place.
You'll see it on your tour.
If we take you on a tour. Foam earplugs, also tree frogs are a thing in Florida or in Jamaica. And
we love the sound of them.
We love them. They put me to sleep. But if you are a late sleeper and it bothers you, it'll drive you a knucking foot. So you'll want to have those phones.
Bring your sound machine, maybe, if you have one.
Yeah, your CPAP, if you can't sleep.
Yeah.
Those are good tips. So you're bringing me, we're almost home. We're going to kind of go around with your number one tip for a newbie. Trista, you want to get us started?
I'll get us started.
Go ahead.
So, before that, I meant to say also maybe bring an extension cord.
In especially case you want to get zapped in the playroom, wink, wink.
That's just for us, probably. But I had never thought.
I already got you. I fixed that. They're bringing multiple extension cords to the playroom this time for me.
We have the playroom covered. But if you have a plug-in Hitachi, you have your own wands and stuff that you're going to play with in the playroom. Yeah. Bring an extension cord.
Oh. Ooh, actually, okay. I actually have two. So go ahead.
Never thought about it.
Okay, Nikki got two.
So one of a tip for a newcomer. Actually, I would give this for anyone. Feel free to leave the resort.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, guys, if you're going on a trip with us, just like reach out to Locke or myself and let us know, because we actually do leave the resort to go to local eating spots. We'll go eat or go have a drink at a local spot that we know or something like that.
Yeah.
Or we'll go to a local club just to go out to dance. I mean, of course, not on the theme nights, but if you're there earlier. So we do know about a few things, thanks to our Canadian friends. Love you guys. But they used to stay a long time. So they gave us all these like spots. And I think that that's important because it breaks it up, right?
Yeah.
Sure. If you're partying for 4 days, then you break up that daytime, you know, afternoon and leave the resort and then come back.
Go on.
And our private driver will take you, wait for you and bring you back.
Bingo.
Yeah. Love yeah, it's that. A paid for service, but they're really good about looking out for you. So if you are going to leave the property, just let us know and we'll give you their information if you there don't you already go. Have it.
I love yeah. that. So we're going to keep it with the ladies going first. Mallory.
Tip for newbies, bring your open mind. There are so many things that could happen in this week. And again, every trip I've ever had there has been different. Mm-hmm. And trust the environment, trust your new friends. It's going to be probably one of the best weeks you've ever had. And again, I'm not going to overpromise and underdeliver this, but if you've never been before, it will change you yeah. on yeah. some level, bigger or small.
Will never be the same.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
Open mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. All right. And my esteemed guest, go ahead, sir.
So two things. Number one, this is just a one more kind of necessary thing. And, you know, it's not always been necessary. Sometimes I've forgotten to do it and come away just fine. But the small bottles of Lysol, make sure to turn the AC yes. off.
Yeah.
Turn the yep. AC off and then spray it. Don't spray it while it's on. That's funny when you do that because it comes yeah. right back in your eyes. It's really funny.
Yeah. How many times has that happened to you?
Every time.
Oh, yeah. Me
but,
too.
yeah. It's known to help reduce chances of heat or crud that you're going to catch anyway, because somebody didn't do it and you kiss them and then you get sick anyway.
It's a very humid environment.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
And it's just one of those things. We're not all accustomed to the tropical climate.
Yeah. But what I would say, a tip for guests, and this is something that I do personally, even if you don't do it in the real world. And one of the things that's been the hardest for me coming back to the real world is at Hito, I say, hello, good morning, how are you? You look great today. Pay a compliment to every single person I see.
Yeah, don't be scared you. The first time that happens. right. You'll get used to right. it.
And you should see the look on someone's face when you pay them a genuine compliment when you walk mm-hmm. past them. It makes them so happy at Hito. When you do it at Walmart, when you get back to Orlando, not the same.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Not the same. So what I'm going to tell you is, when you come back, don't look everybody in the dick. Don't look at everybody's tits. And don't tell everybody they look sexy today, or you're going to get in a fight at Target. That's my tip for the day.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Those are good. Yeah. Those are great. So I guess I'm last.
Yes.
Naps matter. It's okay to take a nap, mm-hmm. take a little break. Like they said, hydrate. You know, all inclusive, you're going to have your drink, then you have your hydration. Mm-hmm. And then it's okay to just take a nap. And then come back. The party's going to be there.
100%. And FOMO is going to want to get the best of you, but that is sage advice. Self-care is very important because 7 days is a long time.
That's a long fucking time.
Okay, Ken, you got to take care of yourself. Make sure you're energized and you're not over exceeding your tank.
So, yeah, because right. we've actually been at Hito on one of those trips where someone like basically got wiped out on the second day.
Oh, yeah.
And they got so sick. A few people did because they were just partying too hard.
Yeah.
And they were done for the whole week. I was like, oh, that sucks.
I'm going to layer onto that, Trish, real quick, because I know we got to go. But look out for your partner's best interest, too, because you might be feeling the vibe and you might be feeling it and partying your ass off, and your partner might be struggling.
Yeah.
So make sure to check in with your partner and make sure they're okay and they're feeling the same vibe you are.
Yeah.
Because Hito hits us all at different 100%. Speeds.
100%. Bring your communication game. You will never regret over communicating there.
No, nope. Sure. Looks like the sweet talker says Lysol. They agree too with the AC vents. Yes. That
speaker for music.
Bring Lysol. Uh-huh.
Speaker big time. Music. Bluetooth speaker for your room.
That's right.
They're good for the pool too, because we do bring them to the nude pool at night. But if you don't have one, or you know,
then just getting ready, having your own dance party, your own hype squad. Yeah.
I love it. Well, listen, folks, Mickey and Mallory are going to hang out with us for another second or two, but that concludes tonight's episode. We got to say thank you so much for joining us. This has been a blast. It's been too long. We waited too long to get this done, y'all. But, you know, it's never too late. I really appreciate y'all taking the time, especially after getting off the flight. You guys look amazing. We are so pumped to get on this trip with y'all in just, what'd you say, 11 weeks, something like that?
Yeah, 11. Yeah. Almost on the nose.
10 weeks, 6 days.
The countdown is real, people. So hopefully we have a bunch of sweet talkers joining us. Thanks to everybody who joined us tonight. I think that's all I got, babe.
Yep, that is it.
See you guys there.
Yeah.
All right. See you.
Again, we'd like to thank you for living a sweet life with us.
To everyone who couldn't join us live in the suite, check out our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play, and iHeartRadio. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review.
Feel free to email us at livingthesweetlifepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at The Sweet Life Podcast and on Twitter at Sweet Life Pod.
Don't forget to subscribe to us on our YouTube channel at Living the Sweet Life Podcast so that you can be a sweet talker the next time.
So do you have anything else to say to our lovely guests?
Until next time, keep living the sweet life. Bye.